producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If I can bring up the bad list to the naughty list, those corrupt officials in government that want to go ahead and drop the hammer on innocent people, it's a very, very bad place to put yourself. We found out just yesterday that the feds are arresting more Bundy Ranch patriots, including Trump campaign official. Now, this is all interesting. And before we get to it, friends, I just want to ask you if you believe that this applies to you in any sense of the way, as to what's going on with the Bundys, because you better rest assured it does. Do you remember someone actually had called me yesterday, my friend out in Michigan, and brought up Martin Niemoller? He said, "You remember Martin Niemoller?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well," he goes, "that's what this reminds me of." Well, what Martin Niemoller rightly said, "What will be your fate, America?" I'm laying that to your candor. But this is what he said. He said, "First they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out for the Jews because, of course, I wasn't a Jew. It had nothing to do with me. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Here, let's take it to the present. First, they came for the ranchers, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a rancher. And, of course, I didn't think it had anything in the world to do with me. But what's happening out in Oregon right now, friends, is the federal government are scurrying like a bunch of rats, doing their best to cover up for the Clintons and other corrupt officials that are selling off uranium ore to your sworn enemies, namely the Russians. Right from underneath these ranchers, friends. And the federal government in the, and by the way, this isn't something that's just way out there. We've seen what the DHS has said. We've seen the DHS list, friends, and who they are labeling terrorists. And we also know from the pedophile himself, none other than Henry Kissinger, who has sat on every administration since Nixon, or that I can remember, friends. I was just a little kid in diapers then. But interestingly enough, he said those that resist the New World Order, those are the ones that are terrorists. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Hey, America, what will be your fate when they come for you and there's no one else to speak out for you? I just highlighted the fact that, friends, that the federal government in the United States of America is arresting more Bundy Ranch patriots, including Trump campaign official. Well, I want to put this in parallel, too, to my friend Troy Newman, just to show you the severity of what's going on and the corruption that is coming to the light on a daily basis concerning corruption in your government. My friend Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. He's gotten over 70% of the abortion clinics shut down in America because he understands let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. He understands that God is known by the judgments that he executes. He understands and loves God enough to realize that God didn't give suggestions. He gave commands when he said, thou shalt not kill, and that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. So Troy Newman responded to heaven because he understands the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. He understands that. He has the testimonies of David. He understands the power of God unto salvation. But the American people have seen that, again, I brought this up a couple days ago, but that they have seen that the Senate refused to defund Planned Parenthood, even knowing all the well that Planned Parenthood has been busted by the likes of Troy Newman and Operation Rescue for videotaping the little minions that work, the little murderers that work for Planned Parenthood that are actually selling off body parts. And the Attorney General under Barack Hussein Obama is bringing forth an indictment against Troy Newman in Operation Rescue, attempting to bankrupt him and destroy his ministry. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that. I just seen on the front page of one of my columns where Judge Roy Moore out in Alabama said that everything the Supreme Court did concerning homosexual marriage and homosexuality is lawless. In other words, it's unlaw. It doesn't apply to us in this country, right? But what does the White House do? They go ahead and light up the White House with red, white, and blue, and yellow and green. They use the rainbow colors. And by the way, if those that have not read their Bibles here, I might recite to you the understanding of the rainbow. The rainbow was set after God destroyed mankind. And why did he destroy mankind? Because of the wickedness of mankind. Folks, they are bringing a curse upon themselves quickly, are they not? And so are the people that tolerate the crimes of this administration and any other administration. So folks, that's just a handful. What are you going to do when they come for you? And there's no one left to speak out for you because, friends, that's exactly what is happening today in your country. Little by little, incrementally. Apparently, the American people don't understand their history because history has shown that it's the Bible and the gun that are the first two things that are banned by totalitarian governments. What's happening today in America, friends? And just to further awaken the American people, I want you to just put yourself in the position of the Bundys, if you might, going back to the Bundys. What would you do if you were a rancher and in the process of you just doing your going about your daily business? And keep in mind, friends, these guys were grandfathered in. These lands were given unto them by their fathers and their fathers and their fathers, so on and so forth. And then the federal government comes in and starts burning out their land, destroying buildings, threatening them, and then only to find out these ranchers are actually finding out that the Clintons are actually selling uranium ore because it just happens to be on the rancher's land right from underneath them. And then when the Bundys actually stand up against the corruption in government, the federal government comes in and indicts every one of them that actually took up arms, which is their right to do in the first place, standing up against the cronyisms and the crimes of those in federal government that want to sell off their land illegally to America's sworn enemies. That's called treason, America. But while you're asleep and you're being pulled about by the little dog and pony show on Fox News last night, watching Trump and Rubio argue, playing like two little kids, seeing who's going to get their way. They want their toys back, friends. America's forgetting the fact that their federal government is assaulting the patriots in this land on a 24/7 basis daily, friends. And it does include you.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean and or Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, talking about some crazy stuff happening in America today. Again, as I was saying right during last of the last segment there, interestingly enough, the dog and pony show that was going on between Donald Trump and Marco Rubio yesterday was a planned diversion, of course. And interestingly enough, during the time of that diversion, feds were arresting more Bundy Ranch patriots, including campaign official for Donald Trump. Folks, it appears that there is a list of Americans that are being arrested on trumped-up charges related to the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff. Isn't that interesting? Now, when you stand up against corruption in your government, they call it treason, when in fact they're the ones committing the act of treason. Woo! Man, I wonder how that's going to work out for them in the long run, huh? The Sons of Liberty Media told you about the suspicions of this list back in February. And in addition to the arrest of those who stood with the Bundys at Bundy Ranch, including Cliven Bundy himself, is being reported that there are at least two other men who have been arrested and charged in relation to the Bundy Ranch siege in 2014, including a campaign official for Donald Trump. I don't want to highlight that right now, but it is there. First, the Salt Lake Tribune reports on an arrest of a member of the Bundy family. FBI agents who, by the way, friends, in many cases work for special interests. They're not there to protect you. They're there to protect special interest groups, just like the politicians are. But the FBI agents have arrested another son of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, this time in Utah. David Davey Bundy was arrested just after 7 a.m. Thursday at the site of the house Millard County Contractors building for his family just south of Delta, his wife told the Salt Lake Tribune. Marilyn Bundy said that she was alerted to the arrest by a worker who was blocked from getting to the house by law enforcement. Law enforcement? I think they're just trying to get all the Bundy men locked up so they can raid their homes, Marilyn Bundy said. And why would they want to do that, friends? Because, again, they're flurrying like a bunch of rats right now, doing their best for a little bonus, protecting the likes of Hillary Clinton and other corrupt politicians that are selling off their land to the Russians, friends. We need to put this into perspective. The FBI in Utah could not immediately confirm the arrest. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nevada did confirm that a charging document had been filed against Bundy, but said that it was sealed. Oh, wow, that's amazing how that works for him, isn't it? At will. The Associated Press reported of another arrest. A New Hampshire man has been arrested for his role in a standoff by Nevada ranchers opposed to federal control of public land. I didn't know the federal government could own land. That's interesting. Who does the federal government work for? Who do our representatives work for? Who does the President of the United States of America work for? They work for us, we the people. So how is it that they own land that restricts we the people? Where is it that they own land that they can sell off to America's sworn enemies? Again, we need to put this into perspective, friends. Gerald D. Loomis of Rochester has been named as a mid-level leader. A leader, friends. Listen to the names that they give these people. An organizer of a conspiracy to recruit, organize, train, and provide support to armed men and other followers of rancher Cliven Bundy. You mean others that were willing to stand up to the corruption in which they were facing because their lands were being stolen by them by the federal government illegally? See, friends, they keep all of the details out, don't they? Because they want you to believe the lie that they perpetuate and promulgate. And to further perpetuate, friends, DeMolowitz also was in Burns during the refuge occupation and posted online videos and dispatches from Harney County, including an interview with Ammon Bundy. He hasn't been charged in the takeover yet, friends. DeLumis was arrested Thursday in the 2014 standoff and is due in federal court in Concord on Thursday afternoon. According to another report, DeLumis is co-chair of Veterans for Trump in New Hampshire, which Trump announced he was forming in July 2015. So they're assaulting our veterans, friends. Well, they've been doing that for a long time. Another source has confirmed to the Sons of Liberty Media that there are at least three more confirmed arrests related to the Bundy Ranch siege. Patriots who stood at the Bundy Ranch, they keep a sharp eye out. The target has been painted on your backs, America. And you have seen, you may have not seen the FBI yet, but they just may be coming for you next, friends, when you stand up. And by the way, that is the message that they need to convey. This is what happens when you stand up to corruption. Folks, that is the definition, again, of totalitarianism. Who are these guys? Come on. Who are these guys that lie and steal and kill? For them that lie, steal, and kill. Well, they're called useful idiots. And useful idiots they are to their own demise, either in this life or in the next one. But it's interesting, when we go to Scripture, let's go to 1 Kings 18 really quick, might we? When I go over there, and I notice that in 1 Kings 18 it says, "For so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water." It sounds like Billy's letting his wife do a whole lot of dirty deeds, huh? She's doing her best to, with the use of the Supreme Court and justices, they're doing their best, friends, to put a mark or a target on the back of those that actually stand up against tyranny. And they want to convince the rest of the people that they're this, that, and the other thing. They're enemies of the state is really what they're trying to define them as being. But again, friends, you already knew that because we've seen the statement that came out through the DHS. Folks, these people are aligned. They are in covenant with hell. And rest assured, it will be disannulled. But let me go on here. Let me just go to the top. Who are we dealing with and what is it that we are dealing with? Because we know that whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Verse 17, 1 Kings 18, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that prophet of God, that Ahab, the corrupt king that let Jezebel wear the pants, Billy, Hilly, right? That Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? That's what the corrupt king said to the holy prophet. And what did Elijah say in verse 18? He said, and I answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and hast not followed Balaam. You went and followed Balaam, man. You went out and did what you wanted to do. You served the God of your own imagination. And that's as far as it goes, by the way. You think you can go ahead and lie at will, steal at will, kill at will, and you think that you're not going to reap what you sow. Hey, listen, it rains on the just and on the unjust. That means whatever you sow, it's going to rain, and sooner or later, you're going to reap what you sow. And keep in mind, you corrupt devils, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, forget it not. And that does apply to you, like it or not. And that's exactly what you don't want to hear. And that's exactly why you hate guys like me, because it applies to you. God is calling you out for what you are. Let me tell you what. Here's your options. Refuse. You suffer the consequences for eternity. Or you can repent now and put your faith in Jesus Christ is what you can do. And you can stand up and be a man, or you can stand up and be a woman that does the right thing for the right reasons is what you can do. And I also want to tell you too, just because the boss tells you so doesn't make it legal. How many of these officials, friends, would be actually arresting the Bundys if they actually took the time to read the founding documents? They would find out that the orders that are coming from the top are what? Unlawful. Therefore, they're not obliged to submit themselves to unlawfulness. No, they are obliged, and it is their duty to stand up against the unlawfulness, no matter who it comes from. I don't care if it's coming from the President of the United States. He does not have a right to violate the law. Zero. And that's the history of Germany right there, too, by the way, for you, friends. Those that said, well, we were just listening to Adolf. We were just doing what he told us to do. And before they knew it, they were standing before their judge. And then it was too late. Folks, these people forgot God said, thou shalt not kill. And again, friends, and enemies, even when your boss tells you to kill, no. God said, thou shalt not kill. God also said, thou shalt not steal other people's property. And God also said, thou shalt not lie in the process. But you've done all three of them. And I want to tell you something. Judgment is set for every man and woman that stands contrary to God's moral law.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been talking about how the federal government is doing their best to cover up for the Clintons selling uranium ore from underneath the ranchers out in Oregon and Nevada. How come we're not talking about this, friends? Or should I say, how is it that there are so few that are talking about what really matters right now? Hey, folks, does it apply to you? It does. I started the show off with first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. And then in America today they come for the babies and I didn't speak up for the babies because I wasn't a baby. I didn't speak up for the children because I wasn't a child. I didn't speak up for the ranchers because I'm not a rancher. Then they came for me and there was no one to speak up for me. America, it's time to speak up because it applies to every single one listening to me right now. Every single one of you. You know what's threatening to corruption in government today? Let me read it for you really quick. that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety, and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, as experience has shown, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Why is that, America? Why is that? That's what's a threat to corruption in government. And then, of course, when you make reference to the Constitution, just like King George across the pond was calling our forefathers terrorists, that's exactly what the state-run media is doing in concert with the federal government today. And again, I'm talking about corruption in government. They're trying to blackball anybody that speaks out against them. And that's exactly what they're doing in Oregon, America. It's exactly what they do when anybody exposes them if they don't kill them off first. Oh, and speaking of that, you ever ask yourself, who are these people? Well, let's go to John the Baptist. You know, the one that was crying in the wilderness saying, make straight the paths of the Lord. It tells us in Luke 3, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, who was responsible for crucifying the Christ, being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, the governor, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licentius, and the tetrarch of Abilene. And who else was in power? Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest. The word of the Lord came unto John and the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. So John was set on the scene in the worst of times because here comes the Savior of mankind. And if you go back to the Old Testament in the book of Exodus, you can find the same thing there. When times are really bad, God sets men on the scene to confront the evils of the day. And everybody considered him to be a prophet, but what was he doing? Well, just like Jesus, remember Jesus called Herod that fox, tell that fox that a prophet will not die in Jerusalem. Right? Just like the prophets from Genesis all the way to Revelations, just like the church was there to protest the evils of the world, all of them, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor, not just the prophet doing the stuff. No, they were all doing it because their end aim was the same. Because they were brought forth in peace, into the bond of peace by the Holy Ghost, which was doing what? Convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And by the way, the word Torah, for those that did not know, the meaning of the word Torah means law, and it means to point the finger. Going over to Mark 6, speaking of John the Baptist, what did John the Baptist do? He was calling out all of the evils of the king, namely King Herod. He had his brother's wife unlawfully. And when a convenient day was set, friends, going to Mark 6, it's interesting how we can always find out who these people are that do the biddings for the corruption at the top. Like Mark 6, verse 21, and when a convenient day was come, Herod the corrupt king and his corrupt Jezebelian wife, on his birthday, made a supper to his lords. Who was there? Who was there? Who was there on Herod's birthday? Who was there at Herod's birthday? Herod was the one John the Baptist kept pointing his finger at and calling him out for all of his evil. Who was appointed to come to his birthday? These are the bad guys. Well, on his birthday, he made a supper to all of his lords, his high captains, and his high chief estates of Galilee. So they were in concert. Of course they are. Of course they are. They're all in concert. And we all know the story that John's head was lopped off because his wife, Herod's wife, unlawful wife, wanted John the Baptist's head. Why? Because he kept calling out him and his family for all of their evils concerning Herod and his family. She didn't like it. Does that sound familiar, America? Billy and Hilly? Does that sound familiar, America? 147 dead strewn bodies around the administration, and yet the conservatives last night are all talking about if we don't get this right, Hillary's going to win? And yesterday we were talking on the radio show about how the Republicans won't call out Hillary for all of her gates, all of her scandals that she has committed against the American people over and over and over and over again. But they'll call out the front runner so they can pull everybody into a little fight like it's WWF at its very worst, right? But people are taken by that. They like to see grown-ups act like a bunch of kids. And the people watching are just as childish as the ones that are on the stage if you're entertained by it. But again, what are we talking about, friends? We're talking about how the federal government is out there in Oregon and in Nevada garnering up all the protesters, all those that were willing to stand up against the corruption of those that are selling off their land because of uranium ore to the Russians illegally. Instead of dealing with the corrupt politicians like the likes of Clinton and others, the Harry Reids and the such, instead of the FBI and the federal government actually dealing with them, no, they better not do that because they're getting a little kickback, huh? Come on, let's call it for what it is, America, because until we start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. And by the way, PS, posted script, you're paying for all of it, friends. You're paying for all of it. Instead of the federal government dealing with corruption in government, nope, they're working for them. Just like I just highlighted for you in the book of Luke chapter 3 and Mark 6:21. It tells you exactly who's around these corrupt politicians. They're the ones eating the crumbs off the floor. These are the ones that are being compensated to stay in the service of corruption. That's who these people are. They're willing to sell their stinking souls, friends. And it sickens me to no end. In America, again, let me ask you, does this have anything to do with you? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar it does. You just shut up long enough, and sooner or later, they're going to be knocking on your door, too. That is until God brings harsher judgment upon the ones that are being used to judge. Just ask Nebuchadnezzar. I'm humored by that. We've done a show on the history of those that have actually touched the Lord's anointed. It's not a good place to put yourself, pal. It's not a safe place to put yourself, pal. These people think they're above the law, friends. They are not above the law. They are under the law just like we are as citizenry, friends, as a people. We the people of the United States of America. And friends, let me go back to this because it's we the people of the United States that in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, America. Establish justice. Establish justice. That's not to take it for their word because they said so. No, read for yourself, understand for yourself, and establish justice. Only when you know the law and when to enforce the law and what to enforce it against. Feds arrest more Bundy ranchers. This sickens me to no end, friends. To no end. Here, I want to leave you on an encouraging word because we have one more segment to go after this. But I want you to listen carefully, okay? Because, by the way, firsthand, God is faithful. He is so faithful. Sam, how long is that piece? Okay, it's the next segment. It's a minute and 30, right? Friends, I'm going to play a piece from John Adams where he spoke to those that were coming together to establish Congress when they were cutting ties with the corrupt, mentally ill king across the pond. This is all factual information. This is history. It's historic. You can go online. You can find out for yourself. And only take it line upon line, precept upon precept. Not out of the mouth of one, but out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Make sure that you confirm the information. But this kind of information is really easy to find. And it's documented. Matter of fact, if you go into the archives building in Washington, D.C., you can see it firsthand as to the documents that they actually wrote. In saying that, Sam, how much time do I have before I get rolling on this? Okay. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play this piece by John Adams, and I'm going to leave you on an encouraging word, friends. I want you to understand clearly, I'm talking about corruption in governments. I'm talking about corruption in the church. I always am. I'm sick and tired of it, just like America is sick and tired of it. The difference is we're doing something about it lawfully. And there's a whole lot of people across this land that are coming together. And by the way, the corrupt that I'm speaking about right now, they know it. They're scared to death, and they don't want you to know it, friends. They want you to stay paralyzed by fear. But I want to remind you that in this country, God-fearing people, they don't take their counsels from their fears, do they?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve. Built to perform.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Okay, so let's get to this. This is a piece by John Adams when they were gathering together to bring forth a Congress so they could declare independence. This happened over 240 years in this country, friends. And I want to let everybody know, I'm not calling for a revolution. I'm calling for reformation. The laws are already in place. I'm just sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. Therefore, let's get back to God's 10, right? It's real simple. These men that are in placed into position to serve we the people are attempting to bring you back into Egypt because they're working for special interests, not for you. So I want to show you what our forefathers did over 240 years ago. This is John Adams speaking to those that were congregated together in a church, speaking to them about what needs to be done and why.
Let it be known that British liberties are not the grants of princes or parliaments. Many of our rights
are inherent and essential, agreed on as maxims and established as preliminaries even before Parliament existed. We have a right to them, derived from our Maker. Our forefathers have earned and bought liberty for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasures, and their blood. Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles have a right to inherit the earth. No! No! It stands on this principle that the meanest and lowest of the people are, by the unalterable, indefeasible laws of God and nature, as well entitled to the benefit of the air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear as the nobles or the king. That is liberty. And liberty will ring in America.
See, that's the tone of our forefathers. To establish in which we have today. Folks, what we've tolerated in this country has far surpassed what our forefathers tolerated. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, you can go down and itemize, literally, the crimes of the tyrant, King George. And I'll tell you what, it didn't take the forefathers long before they said, enough is enough. They tried to offer an olive branch, but they refused it. They didn't want peace. That wasn't good enough. King George responded with the fact that he would hang them. He called them dangerous and designing men because they refused to submit themselves to his tyrannical form, manner, government, arbitrary government. He wanted to be their god, really. You know, monarchy. That's what he wanted to do. And folks, don't think that's not exactly what's happening in this country. They may not be entitled friends, but they act accordingly, don't they? I want to leave you on an encouraging note here. I really do. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, said David. You know, Isaiah 51, that was set forth as a light through judgment, through the establishing of God's moral law, just like in America today. This isn't foreign to America. He said, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. He said, O Lord my God, if I have done this thing that they say that I have, if there be any lawlessness in my hands that I have violated that law, if I rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yeah, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy unjustly. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. If I have violated the law, same thing. Paul said the same thing. Jesus did the same thing. Folks, the apostles did the same thing. They weren't afraid to pay the consequence. But if they didn't violate the law, then guess what? They weren't threatened with justice. Because they didn't violate the law to be recompensed with justice or judgment. He said, if I'm guilty, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yeah, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Then he goes on, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies and awake from me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. God gave us commandments, friends, not suggestions. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord God, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. In other words, show me who's right and show me who's wrong, Lord. Establish righteousness through judgment. And let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. David said, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day, regardless of what the modern day hireling and whore are preaching to you from the pulpits. God is angry with the wicked every day. And no, he's not angry at the sin and abstract of the sinner that makes the choice to violate God's moral law. No, you've been lied to. He said, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. He said to the wicked, if he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with lawlessness, and has conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. What did God say? He made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he has made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. And you know what's interesting about that? I came across this analogy, and I thought it was very fitting for what I'm talking about today. It's very fitting for those that are having a hard time with the events that are taking place in America. Do keep in mind, it's all by design. But if you belong to the Lord, this is what you're assured. There was a dear friend of mine who was a lover of the hunt. And he said, he told me the following story. Rising early one morning, he said, I heard the barking of a number of dogs chasing deer. Looking at a large open field in front of me, I saw a young fawn making its way across the field and giving signs that its race was almost run. It leaped over the rails of the enclosed place and crouched within the 10 feet of where I stood. He said, a moment later, I turned to see two of the hounds come over, and the fawn ran right in between my two legs and pushed his head right in between. He said, I lifted the little thing to my breast and, swinging round and round, fought off the dogs. Just then I felt that all the dogs in the West could not and would not capture that fawn after its weakness had appealed to my strength. And so it is, when human helplessness appeals to Almighty God, remember well, when the hounds of hell are on your heels, just put your head where it belongs, on the lap of the King on high.
Amen. I like that.
So do I.
That's awesome. Well, we can see with everything that we have going on in our country today that we have a job to do. It's not enough to sit back and listen to a good radio program and get excited. It's not enough to be motivated for a day or two after getting an uplifting, you know, message that you hear. What's enough is to keep being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. What's enough is to keep yourself in the fight on a daily basis, because your enemies do not take a rest, folks. Neither should we. We should be in this fight, fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. And for those of you who have joined in this cause, you have become sons and daughters of Liberty to support this work. We say thank you so much for those of you who have been a part of reaching the nation. It hasn't just been through us. It's been through faithful supporters such as yourselves as well. And for many of you who have listened to this broadcast and it has touched your heart and it has changed your life in so many different ways, and it's convicted you and it's caused you to go forward, please be a part of making sure that others receive this same message, whether it be through an event, whether it be through the radio program, whether it be through our columns. We want to reach every avenue and every channel that we can to make sure as many people get reached as possible. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's as simple as clicking on that button, scrolling down, choosing the right level of membership for you, plugging in your information, and you're good to go. If you'd prefer to have us help you with it, please feel free to call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. But now is the time. There is no time like the present. You know, you hear that saying, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Well, I'll do it tomorrow, you know, when I get around to it later. Just jump online, do it now, and be a part of getting this work to the masses. Also, want to point out the fact, too, if you have not yet visited our store, we've got many, many wonderful products out there that you can get the hands of so many people around you and spread the truth.
Thomas Jefferson said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That should show you what our forefathers went through concerning the revolution. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.